In this case, he actually was speaking directly to her. But stories work in that way, where you feel like you're being spoken to. Is he talking about me? Even if you aren't directly talking to that person, it can still have that effect.
Here at Third Wheel Media, we help you navigate the world of radio, podcasting, and video so that you can hit a home run with your content. On this podcast, we'll give you a behind-the-scenes look at what we do. This is Rounding Third, Conversations in Modern Media.
Well, hello, and welcome into the first Third Wheel Media podcast. I guess the second edition of the Third Wheel Media podcast. I'm Ben George. He's Walter Storholt. If you ever had any interaction with Third Wheel, you probably at one point or another exchanged emails or phone calls or something with Walter. He's one of the co-owners. What I know your official title is the Jovial One. Is that what we're going with?
That's the website title. Titles are meaningless around here. I could be assistant to the Jovial One or just the Jovial One.
Perhaps. The assistant to the Jovial One. No, you are the Jovial One. And you're going to be on this podcast quite a bit with me, probably.
I'm basically Ted Lasso around the office. Like there's some striking similarities for any Ted Lasso fans. Maybe I'm not quite as high strung, but
you don't know exactly what you're doing, but you push everybody in the right direction.
There's some overlap there too, maybe. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, look, on this podcast, we're going to try to just spend some time talking about the work we do every day and just kind of sharing some tips, discussing some of the conversations we have, bringing them to the show about podcasting, about video, social media, all the different mediums that we work with and in at Third Wheel Media, and just try to spend some time on the podcast. We'll keep them a little bit shorter so they're easier to consume and can kind of get through a couple if you have some time. But this first one, we want to kind of spend time on podcasting goals for 2022. And, you know, it's one of the main things we do with our clients all the time is podcasting. We branched out some more, but still it's one of the core things we do. And, you know, we have our own internal goals, but we want to talk about five things that you can maybe focus on this year to take steps in improving your podcast. And Walt, I want to start off with consistency. This is, I think, just the number one thing. If you're doing a podcast, you got to be consistent. And that just means, are you releasing them consistently on the same, not necessarily always the same day, but are you doing an episode every week or every 2 weeks or every month, whatever that time frame that you're comfortable with and that you have content for? You're just doing it on a consistent basis, not just, hey, I'm going to do one this week and then maybe in a couple of months I'll do another one, or just I'll do one today and one tomorrow and then 2 weeks from now, but being consistent with it.
Yeah, the precise definition of consistency can certainly change, but consistency nonetheless. So for some folks, that's every week, and like Thursday at 5 a.m., boom, the show goes live. You can always expect it to be released at that time. For some folks, it might be bi-weekly, but again, it's going to be every Thursday or every Tuesday in the week that it's released, that it's going to be posted on. But it doesn't always have to be a day of the week. So some people subscribe to the idea that, hey, let's release a new episode on the 1st and the 15th of every month. Sometimes it depends on what a client wants to do in terms of the release of their newsletter. So if they like to kind of time up the release of their newsletter with a new episode, that might influence when we release those shows. But all of those things kind of work together into that consistency. And it's one of the top reasons for somebody's success in podcasting. Mm-hmm. I mean, when we look at like podcast download stats, everybody at the top of the list that we work with, now there's lots of variables that go into stats from client to client, of course, but one constant among that top group is consistently doing their show, putting out new content, and at pretty consistent times, days of the week, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. And just think about how many podcasts are out there. And the reason why you're consistent is like it's very easy to lose someone's attention and then just move on to something else. So unless you're, you know, a superstar podcaster that already has a big name and big brand, it's going to be tough to keep people coming back every week or every 2 weeks if you're not consistently putting something out. I'm on to the next thing and you know, I may check back at some point, maybe not, but being consistent is number one for the goals for your podcast this year. All right, number two is promoting your show. You got to remember, this is your show. You are responsible for making sure people know that you do it, right? I mean, as you do it and as you're more consistent, of course, you're going to build that audience. They're going to know that it's there. They're going to be looking for it. But especially early on, just letting people know, A, that you have a podcast. I think a lot of people don't even start with that, Walter. Like, they don't even tell people they have a podcast or make it known. Not even getting to that next step of, hey, promote what you're talking about this week. You know, what your conversation's about, what you want to inform people about. But just telling people and making it known, this can be done in multiple ways, right? We do it through newsletters, and that's a very common way, obviously, for a lot of people to blast it out in a newsletter, to let people know that way. Social media is another way to do it. that a lot of people have fun with, and just speaking with people firsthand, right?
Well, that's like number one, is just telling people, that word of mouth spread of a podcast. It's kind of like that good book, right? You read a really good book, you can't wait to tell somebody about it, or I don't know, maybe a better 21st century type example would be a good movie, right? Or a good TV show. We were talking about Ted Lasso. I've heard from like 8 different people, you got to go watch Ted Lasso. Finally watched it. I'm like, oh man, now I'm telling people on a podcast, go watch Ted Lasso. It's a pretty good show, pretty funny. So it's that same kind of word of mouth that you can honestly have the most success with in growing your show. It's the easiest thing to do, and it can be the most effective, just telling people that you have a show. So that means, let's say you're a financial advisor and you're doing weekly seminars, dinner seminars, or perhaps hosting a workshop. Well, put in a little one-pager or a flyer and insert that into the materials that you hand out to people in the class. Have a slide in your PowerPoint presentation that talks about the podcast so you can mention it at the beginning of your presentation or at some point during your presentation. Hey, we have a show. Check it out. Here's how you subscribe. One of our clients actually has everybody in the room during their dinner seminars pull out their phone and open up Apple Podcasts Spotify and has them go subscribe in the room. Now, not everybody in the room is going to actually go and hit the subscribe button, but a couple of people every class do, and he's picking up new listeners constantly that way, raising awareness, and he's benefiting from a little bit of that cool celebrity pop too by showing that he's on these apps and has a show. There's a lot of that. I mean, so many different little elements of momentum injected in there, all from just simply talking about your show. Like, that's low-hanging fruit, as is sending out, you know, via email every time a new episode posts, making sure that goes out to your list of your prospects and your clients and people that you know, and posting to social media. And we certainly help with some of those elements of the process, like posting to social media. We have an add-on to our, you know, basic podcast service where we'll do that for you and create additional material from your podcast so that you can solve that part of the equation. But some of these things you have to do. We can't come to your seminar in person and talk about your podcast for you. So some of that you kind of have to embody yourself. But the more you talk about it, the more you share it with people, the more you're going to be helping yourself.
If you're using it as part of your business and like your marketing plan and strategy, it really should be like one and the same with like your email address, your phone number, your website, right? Like whether it be your email signature that has all the information in it, or whenever you're talking to somebody about your business, I guess it should just be a part of what you say. Hey, also make sure you check out our podcast. We talk a lot more about what we do and that process. So promoting your show is number two. All right, number three, tell more stories. I know this is one you love. Well, whenever we're talking with people and we're giving them feedback and help coaching them on podcasting, it's to tell more stories, and mainly because that's how you separate yourself, right? That's how people get to know more about who you are and your personality.
Well, it does so many things. Not only is it engaging for the listener to hear you tell stories, but it also reveals something about what you just said, your personality, in the way in which you tell stories. The things that you key on will help you connect with your listeners even better. It's just good all around practice to try and tell stories. So I'll drive this point home with a story. We have a client who, now this is a radio client. He also does podcasts, but on his radio show specifically, he had an inkling that a certain client that he had met with previously was going to be listening to the radio show one particular weekend. So he kind of thought about a way that he could attract this person to call into the show. I believe she had come in for a first appointment, but had not followed up and gone through the second appointment process. So he tailored a story in his show to specifically reach out to that person. So he dropped details that were very eerily similar to what she had presented in the meeting with. Now, he wasn't, you know, coming out and using her name on the show or anything like that, but he built this very intricate story and had good details and revealed a lot about kind of what the process was like, some of the challenges that this person was facing. And he really just spoke directly to that person. That was the story. Lo and behold, and by the way, this lady had a couple $1 million of investable assets. So he was like, I'm going to spend a whole segment dedicated to try and essentially like land this fish.
Yeah.
Not to get too like salesy about it, but you know, that was sort of the goal behind it. And sure enough, she called in right after that show finished airing and set up follow-up appointment to get back at it. So like she heard that, it sounded just like he was speaking to her. In this case, he actually was speaking directly to her. But stories work in that way,
yeah,
where you feel like you're being spoken to. Is he talking about me? Even if you aren't directly talking to that person, it can still have that effect. So the more stories you tell in your shows, the bigger impact and more effect that they can have.
Yeah, not only that you're speaking to someone directly like that, but just so somebody, when they actually come and talk to you, they really get, they know you. They know who you are. They understand a lot about your business. And you know, even if it's not a business, whatever it is you do, they have a more of a connection with you when you do that.
That's why some of our clients love getting to know you segments. So we do a lot of those in our shows, both radio and podcast, where we're not talking about finance or real estate, mm-hmm, or whatever the business topic is. We
right.
just take a small sidestep to talk about something interesting in your life. So we come up with random questions like your favorite snack when you get home from work, or, you know, what did you want to be when you grew up when you were 9 years old, or, you know, just
right.
little things that take you down memory lane. And you wouldn't believe, those are the things that stick in listeners' minds
yeah.
when they're like, well, we had a client who once got a lead from the show because they had the same dream car. Like, it wasn't really anything to do with the financial
yeah.
information that he was dropping over the course of the episode. He just talked about his dream car, like, specifically, like, down to the, like, the turbo level. I'm
right.
not a car guy, so I don't know. Like, it was a 3.2 diesel
yeah.
horsepower, this and that. I'm just like, is it a Chevy or a Ford? That's pretty much my level. But, yeah, and the guy was like, I had to call you because your dream car is the exact same dream
That's
car
funny.
As mine. They bonded over it, and the guy, they eventually did talk, you know, finance, and the guy became a client. But it was... that connection was made through storytelling.
That's great. All right, number four for goals for 2022 for podcasting is brevity.
So this is something I fail at all the time, Ben.
This is what you're working on. This is one of your goals, I think. If you've spoken with Walter at all, you know he likes it. He enjoys telling a good story and having a good conversation. Nothing wrong with that. But it's important in podcasting that, you know, you do get to the point, right? There's no need to fill a lot of time. And brevity can also be achieved through editing too, Walt. I think that's another part of it, is that's why you need a good editor, a professional editor, and actually spend, even if you're not a professional editor, dedicate time to editing that to make the show shorter and tighter. But brevity is so important that you're not just wasting someone's time just to speak.
Yes. No, it's. I think you're absolutely right. It's something that I have tried to work on in the past myself. As John, co-owner of the business, has said to me before, sir, you were born to talk. And that is definitely true. Something really funny happened the other day, actually. One of our clients, Kevin, he records with me most of the time, but every once in a while when I'm out on vacation or if I get sick, you know, he gets a substitute, usually Marcus, his substitute. And he commented to me just this past week as I was setting up a vacation. I said, oh, you'll record with Mark this upcoming week. And he was like, oh, good. That'll go by really fast then, because it's a totally different experience when I record with him.
Oh, that's funny.
So it's not necessarily a bad thing, but it is a little bit different.
That doesn't mean you want to just not want to provide great information just because you're trying to keep it short. But you don't need to just add things just to add things, right? Get to the point, keep it simple, and it'll be a lot more easy to consume for people. All right, last one we have on our list for podcasting goals is try something new. Now, this could be, you could take this a lot of different directions, but one of the things with podcasting, and it's like this with anything in life, right? You kind of get into a rhythm, kind of get into a routine that you're comfortable with, and you don't really veer from that a lot. But it's important to keep things fresh, and this can be done in multiple ways. I know what we're doing with a lot of our clients right now is trying some new intros, right? We're always trying to keep that intro part fresh, whether it be the music, the way we start the actual podcast, which is, you know, whether somebody's talking and introducing it themselves versus using a clip from the show.
And brevity is something, like, that's just one example
right.
of trying something new. We're kind of moving away from longer, big intros for a lot of shows and moving to, like, quicker, quick hitting, little music pop, little voice, getting into the show faster. So you can almost embody any of these previous things we've talked about, if you haven't done them before, into
right.
the try something new section.
Yeah. And also think, like, content, right? If you're used to doing your style one way, maybe you talk more about an article you read rather than a specific topic that you kind of want to break down. Maybe use more series, right? You get into one conversation, but you break it down over three or four parts and really dive into it that way. Or another one, and this kind of ties into our promoting the show. I think one thing that's cool that you could try as you're talking about your podcast is, for a lot of our clients, they teach classes too, and you mentioned seminars, but classes where they're actually educating people for credits, for college credits in a lot of cases, is make your podcast part of the your class, right? Where you have you tailor an episode or two to something you're going to be teaching, and then have them listen to that as part of their assignment or homework or what they're doing. Have them listen to it, and y'all can discuss it that way. So it kind of takes it out and gives you kind of a multi-use for that episode.
Something a few clients tried this past year was exactly that. They recorded two episodes of their podcast that work for anybody to listen to, but they specifically geared it as a pre-workshop show and then a post-workshop show.
There you go.
So before the workshop, they send them an episode that's kind of geared to get them, you know, excited about the class and give them a primer of what's going to be talked about in the class. And then they send all the people that came to the workshop then the follow-up episode to help drive those points home. In a similar fashion, a couple of people tried some new things this year that I was suggesting to them about using a show to overcome objections. So rather than you having to hop on the phone and overcome an objection, one great story, and this has happened a lot in the real estate side, especially for like for sale by owner conversations, we've had many times where somebody will say, hey, the market's so hot, why can't I just do a for sale by owner? And so one of our real estate clients has done a specific show about, you know, the 10 dangers of for sale by owner. And it's just an honest review of like some of the hurdles you're going to face. And they say, sure, you can go about it, but here's going to be the big challenges and obstacles.
Right.
And all they do is send them that episode and say, absolutely, a lot of people think they can sell their home on their own. I think it's a great idea. If you think you can handle the workload, you're in a great neighborhood, go for it. But before you go into it, listen to this podcast and make sure you're prepared to handle all these moving parts. And almost every time the person writes back and goes, yeah, I don't want to deal with all that. I didn't know I was getting myself into this. Let's set up a listing appointment. Let's talk about working together. So you could extrapolate that example out into lots of different areas where you can overcome objections with previous content you've recorded. That kind of goes back to number two, which was the promote your show example, and kind of trying something new as well by using your show in different little ways. It's a little bit of manual work, but it goes a long way.
It does go a long way. Well, these are five goals. Give them a try, right? Each one of these things can help you out a lot, but you know, try to tackle one or two this year. And if you need help doing it, you can always get in touch with us, right? Thirdwheelmedia.com is our website. We do a lot of stuff. You can find all the work we do with our clients there and see some examples of it. But we'll try to do more of these podcasts. I think we're going to start monthly, Walter. We'll see how it progresses. But please subscribe to the show wherever you listen. Follow us, Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, all that stuff. But find us online again, thirdwheelmedia.com. All right, for Walter Storholt, the jovial one here at Third World Media, I am Ben George. We'll be back again soon. Talk to you then.